This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Energy here on the DJV show. Hello, I'm Doug Steffen, energetic and excited to be here. Jennifer Horn is here. Kara Schillen is here. When you wake up in the morning, you want to be just like us. Wait a minute, you wake up and you don't feel like it today? You're having trouble summoning energy? Maybe you don't have any energy? Maybe you aren't generating any energy? Maybe it's your diet, maybe it's exercise, maybe it's your attitude, maybe you're not getting enough rest, whatever it is. Let's crank it up a notch, shall we, Jennifer? Generate some energy.
Crank it up.
Let's crank it up. Do the right things so that you can look forward to this hour and this day. I think that's the thing that I love about being up early and at it, is that I, for the most part, feel good about the day when it starts early and starts well. So let's see if we can create, with our uniqueness, that novel wonder of a new day. It's another opportunity for us to talk about what's going on.
Is that your way of asking what's trending?
Yes, it is, Jennifer. What is trending?
Yes, I was getting a little confused. All right. Smartphones are trending, Dougie. Not because of the smartphone, but because of what's happening to them. Apparently, France is the first to ban smartphones and tablets from all French schools ahead of the upcoming school year.
Yay!
I think it's a
what
good
a great
thing,
idea.
Too.
Hooray! Good for them.
There was a new law that was voted through Parliament this week. The phone ban will apply to all pupils in France up to the age of 15 as the start of the new term in September. The new law fulfills a campaign promise by President Macron, Emmanuel Macron, but it's been criticized by the opposition to him as a publicity stunt. Lawmakers of his party, it's a centrist party, the LREM party, and its allies gave final approval to the bill on Monday. And basically, the opponents are calling the bill cosmetic. They said it will not make any impact on real life, but under the new law, all connected devices must be left at home or remain switched off until the end of the day. Schools may make exceptions for extracurricular activities or maybe disabled pupils who might be using their devices to learn. But high schools then will get the right to decide individually whether to impose partial or total bans on connected devices. This bolsters a previous law passed in 2010 that already prohibited smartphone use during class. The education minister said the earlier law did not apply across the board and lacked teeth, while the new law moves France into the 21st century and sends a message to French society.
Yay.
9 in 10 French teens aged 12 to 17 own a smartphone, so they want to take them out of the classroom.
Good. Something we should do in America as well. Everywhere.
Yeah, I'm fine with this. I don't think they need to be in schools. I understand having the device, but you leave it switched off if you want until the end of the day.
Yeah, we've become this. Everybody, which comes first here, the chicken or the egg? All these mothers and fathers, especially mothers who are concerned, about my child's safety. I want to make sure he's all right. I want to call him during recess. I want to call him during lunch. I want to call him at the end of school. Is he getting home all right? Come on. Enough already with this foolishness. We've created a generation plus of nerdies, but wimps, people who are so dependent. You got to be independent. You got to know, there are pluses and minuses to that. I would be the first to admit that, because I pretty much grew up on my own. And maybe that's how I learned to be independent. Maybe it was my genes to begin with. But there is something about this continuing focus on connection. You need, in order to be successful, I think anyway, in the world that I live in, look at how independent you are, Jennifer, yet you maintain close connections to your mother and your father and your family. But you're very independent in the way you conduct your business life and your personal life. Yeah, we all are a part of it. Those of us who love you are a part of it. But it still is you making your decisions on your own. Maybe there's input, but, I mean, Kara's very independent, but yet she's close to her sister and her parents and the people that she loves, but she can make up her own mind, and she does, and decides what to do with her life. That's what you, in order to have a healthy life, you need to be independent. And this continuing current of connection that people, this false sense, and you see it with these people go up and down the street texting. You can't go anywhere without someone being on a device and being so tied to it.
Yeah, and
every second taking it out of their pockets and looking at it.
Yeah, I understand. And to a certain extent, even I'm like that. But I understand where parents are coming from because there, you know, are tons of school shootings and they're scared. But it's also not that much different than how it used to be. I mean, when I was in elementary school, there was the D.C. sniper, and everyone was terrified that the sniper was going to drive by and shoot them. And then we had 9/11, and I didn't have a phone in elementary school, and we certainly figured out a way to deal with it.
Do you know why everybody was afraid, Kara? The reason everybody was afraid is because the news media exaggerated it. Yeah, is it dangerous? Yes. Is life the way it used to be? No. But the news media so exaggerates things, so underscores things, they're all about fear and negativity. That's what it's about. And sometimes I have to pull us up short here sometimes because we get caught in that trap.
Well,
and that's the stuff that generates.
I think when you're a parent that still has kids in schools, whether you think it's because of the news media or not, I think it's a legitimate fear to have, and I don't think it matters whether the news media reports
well,
on
it
a ton or a little bit, but I think if there are kids being shot in schools, you know, I'm scared of it. I was scared of it when I was in college, and I think they have a legitimate reason to be scared of it, but I don't think having a cell phone will do anything except maybe being able to, you know, hear a laugh,
someone.
I love you, from your kid
right.
in case something's happening. But I agree with France.
I understand. No, I understand why you'd want to have your kid with the cell phone, but leave it turned off, leave it in the backpack, because I'll tell you what, my mom would talk about it all the time. These kids would use their cell phones to cheat on tests. They'd take pictures of tests. They'd send things around.
Yep.
They're too busy texting each other instead of paying attention to the curriculum, and you're missing out on the human connection and the opportunity that school
presents.
The
idea of going to school is to, hello, learn, not just get through it, but to make yourself better. Back to the independence. You can only, if there's a formula, if there's a way of constructing sentences, a way to, whatever it is that you're learning in school, it is your brain that is going to carry the information, not somebody else's. You learn nothing by cheating or learning, you know, taking what somebody else knows and trying to make it your own. It doesn't work. Got to make it your own, on your own. Okay. So is that... Have we sufficiently covered that?
Yes.
I guess
yes,
so.
Sir. Okay. Sorry, now everybody calm down.
I think we were already pretty calm.
Yeah,
but.
We're good.
Right. I was worked up. You may have been calm. I'm worked up because I think this whole business, as I was listening to you talk about, both of you, what it was that you sort of were afraid of, I was thinking of what I was afraid of when I was in elementary school. We used to have air raid alerts. There was a system called a Connell Rat alert. And in schools, once a week, there would be this loud over the... There's a buzzer. It was like a fire alarm, but it was worse. And when that rang out, you ran out of the room, and you ran to the boiler room in the basement or under the stairwell, because that was supposed to keep you protected in case of a nuclear attack. We'd be under the stairwell in the school. That's what
my grandmother was an air raid warden, actually, and she slept through the one time that the actual signal
went
off.
Oh no! Good for her. Little Mima.
Come on, Grandma. Thanks
she
a lot.
Tried.
16 after the hour on the DJV show.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut? Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too. Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitran, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitran. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitran proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender. Gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so I'm somewhat amused, actually, by the situation with a shark in San Antonio that was stolen. Shark Week taken a little too far. The grab and go took place last Saturday, actually. This was a young shark named Miss Helen, a female horned shark.
Oh, that's one of my relatives.
So if you see that, the video's gone all over the place, the surveillance video. This couple, well, there's two men and a woman, and they got a baby in tow. They got a baby stroller. Mm-hmm. So they grab the shark and put it in the baby stroller, and then they make it out.
What could go wrong?
Yeah.
Sharks don't need water or anything to survive, right?
No.
Well, now, I heard they were just borrowing the shark.
Well,
it was a lone shark.
Oh, my God.
Ah, thank you. I'm here all day.
But I guess they wrapped the shark in a wet blanket. Nobody else in the aquarium noticed.
Would.
They walked out with the shark.
Except for the shark.
Well,
the shark's like, dude, I'm in a blanket.
I don't know. I guess they were able to recognize the people from the surveillance video because they finally found the house. Get in the house. The guy's got a whole aquarium set up. I guess he used to have one of these sharks in the past and it died, so he was replacing it. I wonder how it died. Probably rolling it around in a stroller.
Probably.
Charged
with theft and also additional charges of not having permits to possess exotic animals. Really? I got a lot of exotic animals here. I don't have any permits. Who needs permits? 21 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% set of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Recognize her singing here at 24 after the hour on the DJV show. Jennifer and Kara and I focusing on music news. Madonna is going to celebrate her 60th birthday with a fundraiser for orphans and children in Malawi, teaming up with Facebook for the fundraiser, which runs from Monday next week through the 31st of the month. Fans can donate directly to Madonna's Facebook page, or they can start their own fundraiser on Facebook to raise money for her campaign. Proceeds will benefit her Raising Malawi Foundation. Global payments company Ripple said it would match all of the donations. Wow, that's pretty significant. So Madonna's birthday is the 16th of this month. She's at the end of the... I can see her as a Leo. Leo women.
Oh, yeah. Like is there
being
anything but?
Number one, yeah, right. I have an unwavering commitment to provide vulnerable children with a loving home. For my birthday, I can think of no better gift than connecting my global family and this beautiful country and the children who need our help. She said every dollar raised will go directly to meals, schools, uniforms, health care. I want to come together with my friends, my fans, supporters to change the lives of these children and let them know they are nurtured, protected, and loved. What a wonderful cause. She adopted four children from this country. That's how she's close to it. And she founded this organization, Raising Malawi, about 10, 12 years ago to address the poverty there, the hardship endured by the orphans and children that are very vulnerable. There are these problems all around the world. And this, I think, when you focus on one, that's good, and it helps raise awareness of the problem elsewhere, I think. Don't you think that that's,
yeah,
you know, what with the rising tide carries all boats? So happy birthday to Madonna. Yeah, I guess that's one of the great things about understanding astrology and what it's interesting to compare. I don't want to get off on a tangent here necessarily, but interesting to compare men and women who come from various signs. That is the 12 signs, and Leo, we're in the sign of Leo right now. And Leo women, lions, yeah, she's very much a lion. She's not easily caged. I think about all of the things that, and men are not quite the same, but I've known some Leo women, and I think that it's, she fits in that groove very well, frankly. So good luck to her in this cause. Congratulations, in fact. All right, next up, musically, news from Kesha, who's about, I think, going to release a tell-all documentary detailing the making of her latest album, Rainbow. She dropped the trailer for the Apple Music documentary this week, shared her excitement with the fans on Twitter. Its release is the 10th of August. Rainbow, the film, is going to shed light on the creative process of this life-saving album, which she reportedly wrote and produced while battling the whole Dr. Luke thing. Remember that? She's kind of been out of it, hasn't she, for a while because of that? Now she's back in, but
she was required to be out of it, I think, by law.
Right. But isn't she still working with this guy?
I don't think so. Do you know Kara?
I don't think she's still working with him, but he is still a working producer, and I think that's the shocking part, is that I think people who know the story don't want to work with him, but somehow he hasn't been, he basically hasn't been punished at all.
Yeah. The video cuts to a series of previously unseen shots from live shows, recording sessions, media events, photo shoots, as well as snippets from her emotional performance last year singing Praying at the Grammys, in which he can be seen shouting to the crowd, "You don't own me." Obviously a reference to Dr. Luke. She's made a lot out of being somewhat trapped, she said, suffocating slowly under his tutelage. She said, "I hope the film inspires others to never give up, even if you feel full of hurt or lost."
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
"I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people."
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A judge issues a temporary restraining order blocking the release of downloadable files to create 3D printed guns. Those files were to go downloadable today. Yesterday, before the judge in Washington State issued his order, Senate Democrat Chris Van Hollen called for a permanent ban.
Evading metal detectors at airports, putting the entire flying public at risk. Number two, a complete end run around the criminal background system, which is already flawed. And number three, not allowing us to trace guns used in crime.
In a tweet yesterday, President Trump said being able to download plans to make guns doesn't make much sense. Vice President Mike Pence is in Hawaii today to formally receive the remains of 55 American MIAs from the Korean War. And this is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
Four after the hour now on the Magical Mystery Tour. It is the DJV program. Doug Steffen presents Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen. Best of luck to Victoria, who's working on a new... the champagne toasts are everywhere. We're in our new place! Hooray! So we'll hear those stories, I'm sure, later in the week. All right, Jennifer, I wonder what your thoughts are about Jeff Sessions. People in the news focusing on Sessions. He announced the Department of Justice has created a religious liberty task force to help the department implement religious guidance. What in the world is that all about, and why now?
Well, I think why now is because there was a lot of feelings of not being able to practice liberty or your faith, wherever it is in this country. I mean, there's a lot of limitations just depending on where you live and what your religion actually is. He gave a speech at the Department of Justice's Religious Liberty Summit That's a mouthful. In Washington, he said the goal of the task force will be protecting religious groups from persecution. The task force will help the department fully implement our religious liberty guidance by ensuring that all Justice Department components are upholding that guidance in the cases they bring and defend, the arguments they make in court, the policies and regulations they adopt, and how we conduct our operation. That includes making sure that our employees know their duties to accommodate people of faith. Sessions cited a dangerous movement aimed towards stripping away the First Amendment right to freedom of religion as a basis for forming the new task force.
So what's example of that? What do you think is an example?
I mean, the most obvious that comes to mind are Christian groups, conservative groups that were being targeted by the Obama administration. I think that's one. I think probably if you're a Muslim, you feel like you have some persecutions in this country. I think that's probably another. So this will allow people to practice the religion that they see fit. And it's one of our greatest freedoms.
All right. So help me remember, because I don't. This is not critical, but I don't remember when the Obama administration made it difficult for Christians. I know that there have been plenty of times and plenty of circumstances where
specifically it was conservative groups with that leaning, and
conservative
it was
religious groups or just conservative groups.
Both were caught up in this. And Lois Lerner, remember that name from the past?
Testify. Yes, I do now. Yeah, right.
The IRS was going after these non-for-profit groups. And so, yeah, I think that there is a threat that's out there that exists. That doesn't necessarily mean that our country is worse off than anywhere else. I just think we need to maintain our best to make sure that people are protected to be who they are in this country.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that the examples you gave are opposite ends of the spectrem, and both those groups have intolerance for each other.
Yeah,
I think. Yeah.
Look, one thing you're going to get from me is, well, I have my political my political outlook, as we all do.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, you know, where I see things that are not being equitable, and this is something that I think protects everybody. And I think it's our inclination to laugh things off and go, oh, in this country that could never happen. .. Yet we're not that new, we're not that old of a place. And I think that it's important when we have this document like the Constitution to make sure that the government now and the governments in the future will be respecting what was laid out as freedoms for American citizens. And we shouldn't be taking away those freedoms. We should be adding to them.
Enhancing them.
Yeah, absolutely. And protecting them.
Certainly. So finish this sentence for me, Jennifer. If I was starting all over again, and it can relate to what we were just talking about, or anything. Maybe I had it come in my mind as I was listening to it. You just said something that sort of tripped a switch in my mind, that we aren't that old a country, that we aren't. And when we look around the world, most of the other countries that we are compared to are much older than we are. But let's just say that we're starting over again. And I start the sentence with, if I was starting all over again, you finish the sentence, whether it's you, the country, whatever. If I was starting all over again.
So just from a personal level, I would probably care less about what other people think.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
if
that's it.
Country,
you don't have to feel it.
No, but I'm trying to think about our country. You ask Kara about that, and then I'll come back.
If I were starting all over again, how would you finish that sentence?
I have no idea.
I would just not sweat the small stuff. That would be mine. You know, don't care so much about the dumb stuff.
Yeah, I guess that's a good one. I mean, we're all talking on a personal level. If I personally were to start all over again,
there's no boundary, there's no definition, I haven't put any the words. I just put the words out there. You can do with them what you will. And the reason that I do these things, these exercises come from within, because I often think about this sort of thing. In my life, I think, if I'm meditating, I'll think about something like this. Like in the middle of the night, woke up last night, and I was with tons of things going through my mind, and this is one of them. It came into my mind and it slipped out of my mind until we just said what we did about the religious stuff. And so I was thinking about religion, and if I were starting all over again, I would look at religion and spirituality in a much different way than I did when I was younger. Okay, so that's my thing. So that's, but it could be, that's, you can take it in any context you want. It's just a good exercise for everybody, I think, to, if you're driving to work right now, or you're getting up, or you're finishing it, whatever it is, however you're hearing this program, think about it in your own contextual way. If I was starting all over again, I'd not work in the field I'm working in. I would like horses.
Right.
Whatever.
Yeah,
so go ahead.
I guess now thinking about it, and this is more personal, but I know, you know, Jenna is very close or was very close with her grandparents, and I feel like the grandparents on my dad's side died when I was very young. So if I could go back again and do things, I would like to spend more time with them. And know them better when I was a kid. Because
Perfect.
Obviously you don't know when people are going to die or disappear out of your life. So
right.
Now that I know, I would spend more time doing that.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. I think that that's, you know, one other thing, Jennifer, with regard to what we were talking about with these two groups that have felt the pinch of distress, right-wing groups, left-wing groups, religious groups, whatever it is, I find it very interesting to note how, you know, we always are talking about Generation Z or millennials. Are they one and the same, Generation Z and millennials? They're one and the same, I think.
I don't think so. Isn't Z after millennials?
Yeah, I think everyone likes to group them in together. I've heard that millennials go up until like 2004, 2006. Those people are 12
yeah.
now. So those are not the same generation. I think
okay.
Generation Z is like 18 or younger, 20 mm-hmm. or younger, something like that.
So how would you define the term multicultural? What does that mean to either or both of you? What does multicultural mean? Are we a multicultural society?
Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah, right. All right, but is there...
This country is based on multiculturalism.
Yeah, and more all the time. Shifting demographics. Interesting
see,
to see.
You know what I think is kind of annoying, though, is that you said shifting yeah, more and more every time is shifting. And yes, okay, so there are more people with brown skin coming into this country than probably white skin coming into this country. And the opposite yeah. was probably true early on. But, you know, multiculturalism to me is English and Irish, Irish and Italian,
yeah.
Italian and German. It, just because somebody's skin is all white doesn't mean they get glumped into the same.
Right, yeah. Right.
Which I think happens a lot.
Yeah, it does. It's interesting because I was looking at some, as I did my homework yesterday, I always spend a couple, 3 hours when I get off the air working on the program and working on the radio, working on my business. And one of the things I was reading was how programs like this have more of an appeal to those people that describe themselves as multicultural. And I was wondering, that's why I asked you, what does that mean to you? To me, it may have meant, until you just said what you did, Jennifer, I've seen a lot of mixed race families. In Los Angeles, it seems more prevalent than anywhere else. This past weekend, Brendan and I had Miles in a park, and there were at least four couples that were biracial. That is, the husband was black, the wife was white, or the other way around. And the children reflect that combination. So for me, at least at that point, that's what multicultural means. It may not mean that to everybody else, but it just that's sort of how I... it just that's what fit, so...
I just think we're all, at this point, it's very rare to find someone who's 100% of anything. And
yesterday you took exception. I said we were talking about dogs and mixed breeds, and then I said my dog was referred to as a mongrel.
Right.
My first
dog. Terrible world is word, isn't it?
But doesn't, I don't know. It never felt bad to me until you said that. Now it feels bad.
I think when people say, yeah, mongrel. I don't know. They just shouted at people.
Yeah. But some of the ignorant among us, when they see what I just described as multicultural, would refer to those children as mongrels. And that's the sort of that we have so much ignorance. But it never really got to me until you said that yesterday, because I always referred to as dogs. But I'm now thinking back to listening to some moron talk about children that came from biracial families as mongrels. How dare you? Where does that come from? How do you? Who gives you the authority I mean, you can say what you want and sound like a boo, but who gives you the authority to decide what other people either are doing with their lives or how to describe them? Anyway, but we have there's so much mixed up in words and
our
culture.
And I would ask somebody who talks about that to find me a purebred human being these days.
You won't find them. Can't find them. I've found out through 23andMe. I had a lot of Asian blood way, way back. I have Portuguese.
You're either Asian or black. Blood. That's the big secret.
Yeah.
You're Asian or you're African. One or the other.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And that's the truth. That's where we come from.
Food
I'm
news.
I'm Sub-Saharan African, by the way.
Good for you. Congratulations. That light skin, where'd that come from? Food news. McDonald's is unveiling the Mac coin to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Big Mac. Oh, here we go. Starting at the lunch rush hour on Thursday, customers can get a Mac coin with a purchase of a Big Mac. At the participating restaurants around the country, customers can redeem the new currency for a free Big Mac starting Friday, running through the rest of the year. CEO of McDonald's, Steve Estabrook, explained that Thursday was selected as the release date because it would have been the 100th birthday of Jim Delegatti, a McDonald's franchisee in western Pennsylvania who invented the Big Mac. I always thought that it was Ray Kroc who invented the Big Mac. He's the one who, or the McDonald brothers themselves. Isn't that interesting? Never knew
Never
that.
Never know. Yeah.
No. So anyway, the Big Mac Index. It goes back to 1986. The economists started using the Big Mac Index as a way of measuring the purchasing power of international currency. They use it to this day, as a matter of fact. Why not have some fun with it and create our own currency? So, as McDonald's sold 1.3 billion Big Macs last year, they've decided that that will be the harbinger, if you will, of uniqueness. So, there will be all kinds of focus this week and this weekend on the Big Mac as it has developed from the 70s through today. And the Mac coin. Hooray for the Mac coin. Speaking of food, looking to plan a summer get-together with friends, maybe a barbecue, it may be a day at the beach, a picnic in the park, having a party at home. Every occasion calls for sophisticated yet simple snacking experience that brings you together. Here's Andy Solomon with some pretty interesting ideas.
Hosting a summer get-together with friends just got a lot easier thanks to the latest snacking innovation from the Stacy's brand. Introducing Stacy's Cheese Petites, a snack that simplifies the beloved combination of cheese and crackers and pairs perfectly with a glass of wine, making it essential for girls' night. Stuart Beck, Senior Director of Brand Marketing at Frito-Lay.
We're excited to bring our fans and cheese lovers a snack that simplifies this iconic pairing ritual that so many people love. Whether you're playing host to your group of friends or always on the go, Stacy's Cheese Petites are perfect for any snacking moment.
Inspired by French cheese puffs, they come in two delicious flavors, Parmesan with rosemary and Romano with garlic and pepper.
These tasty bite-sized cheese snacks offer the high quality and delicious taste that Stacy is known for. Baked with real cheese, Cheese Petites are packed with 6 grams of protein. Since cheese is the first ingredient, they are also a good source of calcium.
Cheese Petites are now available at retailers nationwide. To learn more and to receive special offers to try them today, visit stacysnacks.com.
Welcome to Office Depot.
Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, 6 notebooks, a backpack, 2-inch binders, plus a laptop, and a planner.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Office Depot Office Max has low prices all summer long when you shop online on our app or in-store. This week, save $200 and get a Dell Inspiron 15-inch laptop for just $499.99. Limit supply, see store for details.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of
applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Time now for us to huff and puff with the biggest huffer and puffer I know. He huffs and puffs with dogs and cats and ducks and geese and you name it, he's there huffing and puffing. It's Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show here with a special appearance on the DJV program. Warren is the founder of Hugs and Kisses, which is an exclusive line. I haven't, as a matter of fact, I'm almost out. I got, when you first graced me with a jar for Daisy May when I got her in the spring, I'm giving her enough. What did you say? Give her one for each 10 pounds or something? No, I forget.
Each 5 pounds.
One each 5 pounds. Pounds. Right. So if you want the right mineral and vitamin combination for your dog, get minerals and vitamins through Hugs and Kisses, or you can get them for your cat as well at hugsandkisses.com. All right. So as the German cruise line that's facing outrage after one of its employees shot and killed a polar bear after the animal attacked one of its employees. The ship was docked, and the polar bear somehow got into the area where there were people. The guard suffered non-life-threatening head injuries. There are a lot of, well, I don't know, this is scenes out of a weird movie, I guess. So there's a guard team around where these ships are to keep the polar bears away. Would you think, now the World Wildlife Fund says polar bears are vulnerable, so is this the right way to handle the situation? What do we need to know about polar bears and the kinds of things that happen as people encroach into areas where these people have a natural habitat, these people, these beings have a natural habitat, Warren?
Well, you know, it's been a while since I had a leash and a harness on a polar bear, Doug, but I got to be honest with you. Here's my belief. We always jump, or in many cases, people automatically jump right to the lethal way to resolve a situation. For example, In Santa Monica, where I live, there's been 3 cats killed in the last week by coyotes. So everyone wants to kill the coyotes. I say, keep the cats inside. That's the resolution. Here's the most important thing with the polar bears. Anytime you have a situation where people are going to be coming in contact with wild animals, you need some way of controlling it non-lethally. Loud noises, flashing. For example, when I take my dog for a walk at night, I always have a flashing light in front of me. It flashes red, red, red. It keeps other animals away. I have an air horn with me. So there are non-lethal ways. So I'm kind of with the people there that any time you have to kill an animal because of you invading their territory, their property, that's wrong. I say the animals should be there. You should have a way of controlling them, fence off an area, use air horns, use lights, whatever you need to do. But people are just too easy to pick up a gun and kill an animal.
Yeah. All right. In a moment, we discuss a bill that has passed in some states that makes it easier for you to adopt cats and dogs that have been subject of research. We'll dig into that right after this.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Kellatrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Kellatrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
All right, so what do you think of this? The most recent state is the state of Massachusetts that has adopted a bill that makes it easier for cats and dogs that have been in research institutions to be adopted. I wonder how often there are a lot of labs that spare animals from euthanasia. I mean, I don't hold as a... Harvard University, right down the street from me, has a 110-acre facility where they do all kinds of things, horrible things to animals in the name of experimentation and research. So this is a way for good animals or animals that are in research. Why are they in research to begin with? I guess
that's my point. That's my point. I've had that fight for years and years and years. With all the computer technology and the cell technology, there's no longer any need for vivisection or research on animals. But it's interesting that you brought that up, Doug, because if you remember, a few months ago, you went to an event with me, and that same person is involved with something called the Beagle Freedom Organization, where they rescue beagles that have been used for experimentation and find those homes for them. So there are dogs out there for adoption, and they make great pets. They really, really do.
Yeah, they really do. But I have hostility toward people that are doing experimentation on puppies and kittens.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.